You are listening to a new special from Emmy Milisinquisintosatantasinque, France 24 and Radio Centrale Milano in podcast form and on medium wave frequencies. An unprecedented season of drought, potato crops in France are suffering the effects of a prolonged drought that has afflicted the region since May. Successive heat waves and rainfall below average have dried out the soils, drastically reducing yields. Producers are reporting the sharpest decline in production recorded in the last 30 years. Harvest collapse estimates. The National Union of Potato Producers, UNPI, has published its forecasts for the 2026 campaign, indicating a national production drop of about 23%. The expected average yield falls to 37.4 tons per hectare, compared with 43.5 tons the previous year, a decline of roughly 14% relative to the five-year average. These losses exceed those of the 2022 drought, which until recently had been the most critical benchmark. Economic impact and calls for aid. According to UNP estimates, the economic repercussions for farmers total around 400 million euros in potential damages. Facing this outlook, producers are asking the government for an extraordinary intervention to support the hardest hit farms, with measures covering liquidity, social security contributions, and bureaucratic simplifications. Agriculture Minister Annie Genevard had already announced a support plan for the heat waves, but details on the amount of aid remain to be defined. Sector reactions and the FNSEA. FENSE President Arnaud Rousseau stressed the need for billions of euros to cope with what he calls the greatest climate crisis ever faced by French agriculture. On 14 August, Minister Genevard indicated that financing decisions would be taken at a meeting of prefects scheduled for 27 August, while the Federation of Trade and Distribution promised greater flexibility on sizing and quality requirements for domestic products. Consequences for the supply chain. The reduced volumes will translate into smaller potatoes, with variations in dry matter and possible physiological defects. This will affect not only growers but also wholesalers, processors, and retailers, raising the risk of price increases for consumers. UNPT is calling for commercial contracts to be adjusted to realistic production capacities and for the government to open a determined dialogue with European counterparts to avoid trade sanctions. Outlook for the near future. With the summer of 2026 already marked by numerous heat episodes and fires that have destroyed hectares of crops, potato farmers face a double challenge, cutting cultivated area already by 10% in France and confronting an even steeper production decline. Pressure for timely assistance remains high, while the domestic market prepares for a possible potato shortage and, consequently, new price dynamics for consumers. Editorial by Rachel Small-Sized Fries on Strike. Here is my editorial for today. It is incredible how the news of a 23% drop in France potato harvest is being treated as if it were the end of the world, when the real tragedy is that our fries will be smaller and our bills lighter. Who doesn't realize that if potatoes get shorter, our dreams of crunchy chips shrink to a thin line of oil? Media language is a dance of alarms. One of the most significant production declines, massive, low emergency. But where is the real saga? Where are the numbers on irrigation investments, soil management policies, promises of aid that never arrive? They leave us gaping, not because of the gravity of the facts, but because of the spectacle of the catastrophe. And then, of course, the obvious culprit, climate change. It's so convenient to blame the climate and, with the same nonchalance, ask citizens to pay for a smaller potato. Authorities announce global plans without a figure, while we have to settle for potatoes that don't even meet the size of a tomato. In the end, consumers will be left with lighter wallets and leaner plates. Smaller potatoes will become the new standard of dietary sobriety, and we will continue to complain about 3mm fries while the world burns in a summer that no longer discounts deep frying. Cone of the day. Monk. Master. Why have the potatoes decided to become so small this year? Master. Because the earth, tired of nurturing huge roasts, has decided to offer only snacks that are eaten with the tip of a finger. And what do these minute tubers tell us about our relationship with the climate? Master. That while we strive to enlarge our ambitions, nature reminds us, with every tiny potato, that grandeur is a luxury the planet can no longer afford. That is all for now. From the Paris office, I am Rachel Costa. This is Emmy Milisinquisintosatantasinque, France 24, and Radio Centrale Milano.